Welcome to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this is a podcast for women who want to have a close relationship with God, but just don't know how, or they want to strengthen their walk with God, but just don't know how. I'm here to help you, give you tips, tools, things that I've learned from the Bible, my own walk, and you might hear from another few ladies as well, on how to have a true, deep, strong, meaningful relationship with God like never before. I wanted to ask you, how much do you pray? Not necessarily like the time, because it's not about, I pray for 30 minutes, I pray for 60 minutes, I pray every lunchtime. It's not about that. I mean, how often do you pray? And in particular, what do you pray about, and how often do you persist in what you pray for? Do you just pray once, dear God, I would like to get married, and then just left it once, and that was from 1992? Or do you persist in prayer? You know, if you've got little kids, or you've ever been around little kids, when they want something, they let you know, and they don't just say, mummy, I would like a chocolate bar. They don't just say it once and then just go off and be appeased. They're like, mummy, I want a chocolate bar. They keep going, mummy, please, can I have a chocolate bar? Mummy, please, 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 can I have chocolate? You know, they keep on going. They're persistent till they get their goal. Whether you want to give it to them or not, that's a different story. So I just really want to talk about your prayers, but being persistent in the prayers. I'm not saying repeat yourself like you're a broken record, no. But if it's really serious and it's something that's on your heart and it's on your mind, you will keep going in this area until you see, God move in the area, or God give you a clear answer, whether it's a yes, no, or maybe later, my love, Let me read you this. I'm going to go to Luke 18 if you're there. Luke 18, 1-8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and never give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So basically, there's a couple of stuff I wanted to break down here. Yeah? This is Jesus giving a parable that you should always pray and not give up. So when you pray, you might have been praying the same prayer for years. I can understand that. I pray I'd like to get married, I'd like to have 4 kids, all of these different stuff. I'm not giving up on that one, So just pray and be persistent. Like it says, Jesus said you should always pray and not give up. Because if you give up, it's like, I don't really care about this no more. God's not answering this no more. Oh, it's even a lack of faith, because, at the end of verse 8, it says, I tell you, I'll see that they get justice, and quickly. It says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And the quality of your prayers, what you're praying about, and if you keep on, petitioning God, like it says in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but by everything, by prayers, petition, and thanksgiving. You got to pray, you got to petition, you got to give thanksgiving to God. It's not just pray. I prayed on Monday about that. I prayed last month about it. God ain't moved. I want a new job. God ain't give me a new job. I want a boyfriend. God ain't give me a boyfriend. I want to have more kids. God ain't give me no kids. I want to have better help. You got to persist in prayers. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like going, I went to the gym once. You need to lose weight. I went to the gym once and I didn't lose weight, so I'm not going back there again. No, even with the gym, you persist. You'll go gym, you'll do weights, you'll go swimming, you'll get a personal trainer, you'll watch YouTube, you'll keep persisting because you want your health to improve. And you know that, even with gym and exercise, health, it's a continuous journey. So that could mean daily walks, stretching, whatever it is. You know that it's not just a one-hit wonder. It's a lifelong relationship with your body to stay healthy, and it's the same way with your prayer life. See it in the same way that you exercise a little bit each day, but pray a lot each day, because prayer is what gets you through, man. If you read even the book of Psalms, I've been going through Psalms, David just prayed and praised his way out of every single problem. If your prayer life is a bit low, it's a bit dull, read out a psalm out loud, I'll tell you, and even sing it out. If you don't mind if you can't sing, start singing it out loud and you start to get the prayerful heart like what David had. So just going back to this persistent widow now, definitely. So I would just really encourage you to always pray and not give up. And because God is going to come through for you. Never think that God ain't hearing your prayer. Never think that this is not whatever God don't want you to do. God will answer your prayer. And as I said, it'll be yes, no, or maybe. He may not always give you the answer that you want. Or he's got something better for you planned. But just have faith. Because if you don't have faith that God can answer, you're nothing different from a pagan. Do you know what I'm saying? What they talk about in Matthew 6. So what I really loved is that this woman, the persistent widow, she kept going. She kept asking. She kept going. She kept going to this judge who didn't care nothing about God. And it was like, let me just grant her a wish or she's going to come and attack me. And what I love is that it's a promise from God. It's like, and will not God, this is in verse 7, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? So just to encourage you, like pray in the morning, yes. Pray at lunchtime. Just have a prayer life. That means like, continuously like having conversations with God and Jesus, you know, not just I prayed in the morning for half an hour, I did my hour, I did my 45 minutes, tick, tick, tick. No, like if you've got like friends or family or husband or children, you don't just talk to them once in the morning for an hour and you don't talk to them again for the whole day to the next day. That would be a weird relationship, you know. So just like how you maintain your human family relationships and friendships, it's the same way God wants. He wants you to pray to him day and night. Talk to him through the day, like hey, talk to your friends and stuff. So I really just want to encourage you to be that persistent widow and just keep on going. Persist in prayer, petition, prayers and thanksgiving. Keep going, you know. Anything that's going on, keep on praying. Things are not going right, keep on praying. You ain't got a job, keep on praying. You ain't got a husband, keep on praying. Your husband's getting on your nerves, keep on praying. The children are being rude and unruly, keep on praying. The people at work are getting on your nerves, keep on praying. You kind of get my drift here, yeah? Keep on praying. And I wanted to flip as well to another widow. There's a trend here. Widows, they persist in prayer. I'm going to jump to 1 Timothy 5:5. This one I really love because it says the widow who's really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. Now, whether or not you're a widow, that's not the focus here. The focus is on prayer. And when it says really in need and left all alone, she puts her hope in God. And I really just want to encourage you, praying is putting your hope totally in God's hand, you know, rather than trying to work it out myself. I'm going to do a plan myself, you know, that kind of thing. Really put your hope in God and pray and continue night and day. And, you know, like the persistent widow in Luke 18, she continued, she kept going. And you'll see like even in Psalms, as if you're finding it hard to pray, go to the Psalms. You'll really, really get loads of help there on how to just improve in the way you pray. And like with David, he prayed, you know, morning and night and stuff, just to really encourage you. Prayer is not just for the morning, you switch it off and you go about your day. Because in Psalm 1, this bit I wanted to grab, Psalm 1 verse 2, it says, But whose delight is in the law of, let me grab it from 1, it sounds a bit weird there. It says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. So if you're meditating on the law day and night, you must be praying at the same time. So having the heart like David, who prayed day and night, being like persistent, it's a quality to have. It's not easy because you can get fed up. You're like, I always have to go and call this person. I'm always praying about this. Nothing's happening. It can get a bit disheartening, I know. But I can just encourage you. God is going to come through. You just got to keep praying. And like the persistent widow in Luke 18, there was another widow in 1 Timothy. She was in need and she was left all alone, but she continued night and day. And David in Psalm 1 was meditating God's law night and day. And she continued to pray and ask God for help. So just keep praying. Just keep praying. That's all I can really just encourage you with. Whether it's hard times, job situation, parents are unwell, you're unwell, there's always in life, right, there's never a good time. There's always something kicking off. Either you're gonna get into a storm, you're in the storm, or you're just coming out of a storm, or you're helping your friend or whatever. There's never a life when like, oh, things are all cool. That's not good. That's not life. That's heaven, right? And you're not there yet. But just really just hold on to God and pray. are really just, it's one of the things that are going to help you to really walk closely with God, which is what all of these podcasts are trying to help you to do, to really keep your focus on God and not on your circumstances. Because sometimes, you know, Satan's got a little trick to just make you worry about, I don't have money for this, my mum's ill, I feel sick, this ain't working, where's my money, da-da-da, I haven't got, you know, you can focus on the things that you don't have. But when you pray, you focus on God, and he's everything that you need, you know. So I really just want to encourage you, be that persistent widow in prayer. Keep going. Jesus said, pray and never give up. Keep on going. Be the persistent widow in 1 Timothy 5:5, who put all our hope in God and continue to ask God for help. Ask God for help in your situation. Ask him to help you. Keep on praying. Meditate on God's word day and night, like it said in Psalm 1. And when I say meditate, like really just take even 5 minutes, set your phone alarm, right? Lay on the floor or sit on a chair, close your eyes, try and clear your mind, and just go over like the psalm or a scripture that really helps you. Maybe take one of these Luke 18s or 1 Timothy 5:5 to just pray over and just say it quietly over in your mind, so you can really focus your head and your heart on what God needs you to say, you know. And even when I was just explaining to you, I was had my eyes shut just to try and get into the mode. It really gives you a difference and gives you a sense of peace, calmness and reliance on God. And that's what prayer does. So please keep persistent in prayer. Whatever the situation, God is going to answer. It may not be the answer you want to hear, but God will answer. But your role is to keep on praying. Yes, God heard you the first time, but if you're really serious about it, you'll keep on praying like our little kids do, you know. So please keep on praying. Be the persistent widow in prayer. God will answer and God will come through. Thank you so much for listening to Lydia's Ladies podcast. I hope you learned so much from this episode and you're able to strengthen your walk with God like never before. Yeah, I'm so grateful for you listening and just following along and for your support every single week. I'm so grateful. Now, if you love the podcast and you want to learn a little bit more, you need a little bit more on how to strengthen your walk with God, I hear you, my love. I want you to go onto my website, right? lydiasladies.com, because I have an audiobook on there, which is all affirmations based on faith and scriptures in the Bible, not no woo-woo girl, all scriptures and affirmations on the Bible. So things like, I am strong, I am confident, you know. So if you need that in your life, it's just an audiobook to help you have that reminder of how great a woman you are, to remind you that you are the Deborah, Proverbs 31, the Esther in the life that God has given you. Okay, so if you want to delve deep and you want an audiobook to remind you how good and great you are, and you love a bit of affirmations, and even better because they're based on the Bible, then my dear, go ahead onto the website www.lydiasladies.com. Go on there and check out the affirmations audiobook. You can listen to a sample. You can try before you buy, okay? So go on there, have a little look, and see how the affirmations audiobook is going to help you grow closer to God like never before.